We're going to begin now a brand new perek, Eilim Metzias, the Chof Aleph Omer Aleph. Just to give a hakdama, the Gemara is going to begin to discuss the mitzvahs of Hashavas Aveda, of returning a lost object. The Tehillah says, Leisira Esher Achicha, Yeseya Nidochim in the Salamta Mehem, Hoshav Teshavim Achicha, that if you find a lost Aveda, a lost object, you have to return it to your fellow. Now, we're going to be learning in the Mishnah when you find the lost object, when there's a chiyuv to return it, when do we say that the owners went ahead and actually were miyayish, gave up. So let us begin. Many of you remember this perek in one of the first perekim, or probably the first perek that you learned when you were introduced to Gemara, so probably be very good memories, hopefully. All right, Zog the Mishnah. Eilam etziya shalai, if a person discovers a lost item, so Eilam etziya shalai, these items belong to him, ve'elu chayav l'hachris, and there are some items that one is obligated to proclaim his find so that the owner of the lost item can come and reclaim them. So now the Mishnah says, Eilu Mitzia Shaloi, these found items belong to him, which means he does not have to be machrezit to find the owner. Which items? Matza Pedis Mufuzarin, if a person found scattered produce. Found produce that's scattered, and does he have to go ahead and make an announcement in shul? Or Mois Mufuzaris, he found scattered money, coins. Krichas Birishus Rabin, he found bundles of grain in a public area. Ve'igulei Dvela, or round cakes of pressed figs. Kikari Shanachtim, baker's loaves. Machrezes Shodogim, or strings of fish. Vachatiche Shobasser, cuts of meat. Ve'gizit Semra, Lakuchim Midinosam, or unprocessed wool, fleeces that are taken from their state of the origin directly from shearing. Vanitze Pishtein, and bound flock stocks, Ulushen Shla Argomen, or strips of comb purple wool. So all these items, Hare Elu Shalai, they belong to the person who found them. Why? Because there's no simen, there's no mark that distinguishes who would be the owner to claim it. David Meir, these are the words of Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shiesh Boishinai, if any finds any lost item that there is, that this item has some alteration, Allah is Chayiv Lahachris, he has to proclaim the find. Ketzad, how so? Matz Igol B'Sei Cheres, if he found round cakes of pressed figs with an earthenware shard inside it. Matz, again, Matz Igol, he found this round cakes. U'B'Sei Cheres, and in the cake there was this earthenware shard. If let's say there's bread, there's a loaf of bread, and inside was coin, so then he's chayef to be machrezit in the shul, because perhaps the owner of the item inserted, there's a simen, and there's a distinguished mark that he can go and say and tell who the owner is. Shimon Elazar Emir, Shimon Elazar says, kol kli anpuria ein chayef lahachris. Any anpuria vessel, which the Gemara is going to explain what it is.
You can.
What? What's on Puria?
Ain't Puria.
What does that mean?
There's no seeing in it.
There's no seeing in it. Okay. So if a person finds this, ain't no seeing in it. The Gemara of Gimel is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain what a Klian Puria is. So Koy Klian Puria in Chayav La'achris. If a person finds this on Puria vessel, since their shape is like a uniform shape and it's indistinguishable. So then he's not obligated to proclaim.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says an example of an item that if a person finds without distinguishing marks. Now, Matzah Peres Mufuzari is Mufuzarin. If one found scattered produce, Fredling Mar Vikama. Now, how scattered does the produce have to be to we say that the owner is Miyash? Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kav Barba Amis. We're talking about that the produce is scattered spread out in a ratio of one kav of an area of 4x4 amas. So now the Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, what's the case? What do you mean when you say spread out? Ider nefila, if the found produce scattered in a manner indicating that it came thereby falling. In other words, it wasn't deliberately there. So then nefila tuman nabi. Even if the volume of produce was a lot greater than the actual limit, it should also belong to him. Why? Because there's no distinguishable mark that would enable the owner to claim. And if the found produce scattered in the manner that he intentionally placed it, so even if the volume of produce in the area, the size, was less than the limit, he should also not be allowed to keep the produce because it's clear, because it has a simen, and he can return it to the potential owner. So Amr Rav Ukva, or the owner, Amr Rav Ukva Bar Chama, as he says, what are we talking about? We're talking about kernels of wheat that remain during the gathering of the grain of the threshing floor. So the Gemara explains, kernels scattered in a ratio of a kav, an area of 4x4, so a person who's gathering it, a person who's gathering it, so the idea is he needs a lot of effort, and a person does not exert himself. So therefore, afkurim afkurim. So in a kav, in an area of 4x4, which the gathering requires a great exertion, a person does not exert himself and moves on, does not return it, and does not take them. However, he is going to go ahead and exert himself. Exactly, return and take it from them. And therefore, he does not renounce it. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Again, so we asked, when we say the Mishnah says matzah peres mufuzar, and how much is that? So Rabbi Yitzchak said it's a kav in arba amis. So the Gemara asks, if it's derech nefila, then a lot more he also could take, and if it's derech yinuach, so even less than kav arba amis he could. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabuk, what we're talking about, what are we talking about? Peres mufuzar, and we're talking about that it's a type of kernels that remained during the gathering of grain on the threshing floor. And therefore, if it's in four, a person forgets about it, he doesn't want to be matriach himself to pick it up. Less than that, he will be matriach and pick it up. So now the Gemara asks, Boy de Birmi. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Shaila. Chatz, the Gemara is going to ask, how many? Four questions. Boy de Birmiyah. Chatzi kav b'shtei amis. If half kavs of kernels were scattered in an area of 2x4 amis. So we're saying a kav in 4 amis. So we're saying that a person will be miyash. What about if you have half the kav, but it's 2 amis? So do I say kav barba amis? When you have, do I say that? What's the svara of kav barba amis? It's time and mind, why mishum denifish lechayu? Because a person exerts himself and doesn't want to exert himself so much, so he's miyash. Therefore, chatzi kav ishtei amis. So when you have half a kav ishtei amis, kivin delay nafish lechayu, since it doesn't require such exertion, lo mafkilu, he's not going to be mafkirt. Do I say that the reason why a kabba amis is like tarach is because for him it's not chashav enough, v'chatzi kab ishtei amis, and therefore also a half a kab ishtei amis also given like shivi, since it's not significant value, so mafkalu, he's going to renounce his ownership of the kernels. So now the Gemara asks another question. Kabayim ishmein amis, what about 2 kav of kernels were scattered in the area of 8x4 cubits? Now, do I say kav arba amis? What's the reason kav amis? It's hefker time of mishum didafish derchai, because a person exerts himself very much, and therefore recall shekain kabayim shmein amis. How much more so 2 kav in shmein amis? Kiven dinafishi trichai tvei. Since it's a lot more exertion, mafker lo will be mafker. You remember this gemara? Or do we say mishum deleich shivi? Or do we say perhaps that the owner renounces ownership in the case of 1 kav of kernel scattered in an area of 4 amis, because he says it doesn't have significant value. The kabayim b'shmein amis, however, when you have 2 kav b'shmein amis, kiven d'chshivi, since they are significant value, le'maf k'luhu, he does not renounce his ownership of them.
We're not talking about effort here, we're talking about value. So it's 2 kavim.
Yeah, but if I say it's mitzad the effort, so I say for sure 2 kav.
But nisht.
He doesn't want to exert himself, but if you say mitzvah chashiv, it's 2 kav, it's chashiv. Yeah,
I see the larger area. It's not important. You drop 2 kav.
Exactly. Yeah. Now kav shum shemin barba amis. If 1 kav of sesame seeds were scattered in the area of 4x4, what's the halacha? Kav barba amis time in my do. I see that. What's the reason by a kav of 4 amis? The reason why mishum dechshivi, because it's not chashiv. And with shum shemin kiven dechshivi by sesame, since it's very significant, like mafkalu. So in this amount, he won't be mafker. What do I say? Mishum dinifish tachaya. What's the reason why kav barba amis doesn't work? Is because it's a great exertion. The kol shekain shum shemin sesame heavy seas, which are a lot smaller, for sure it's a great exertion. Keep the fish to the chayot tvei, since gathering them requires even greater exertion, Mavkalur renounces ownership of them. Kav tamri barbam is if one kav of dates were scattered with a dispersal ratio, kav of pomegranates were scattered with a dispersal ratio of one kav in area of 4x4, what's the halacha? Kav barbam is time in my what's the reason why kav barbam is mishum delech shivi? Because it's not chashav. And therefore, kav tamri barbam is, so if it's dates or kav rimini barbam is, or if let's say it's pomegranates, kiv delech shivi, since it's not significant, mafkalu, he renounces ownership of the fruit.
I don't. Seeds?
We're talking about
the whole fruit, no?
We're talking about pomegranates that were scattered. Yeah, regular pomegranates.
Are chashav,
right? Oy Dilma, or do we say no? Mishum de nafish de chayu, but or do we say that since it, or do we say that perhaps the kernels that were scattered, it's a great exertion. Kaftam barmamis and recovery min barmamis, keeping the loy nafish de chayu, since it's not a great exertion because they're very big.
My
mafkalu, my teku. So what's the halacha? What do we say by teku?
It's teku.
What is it? We go lechumra or lekula?
Lechumra,
yeah, okay. Itmar. All right, so now. Yeah, the last line, Itmar. Yush, Nafchof Aleph Omed Beis. So now we have the famous sugya of Yush Shalem Das, which means like this. With regards to a person who despairs of recovering his lost item, but that it was Shalem Das, which means to say like this. If he was aware of the loss, were he aware of the loss of his property, he would have the spirit of his recovery. But he was unaware of his loss when the finder discovered the item. So like this. So now the question is like this. Abaya says, lo have a yish. It's not considered despair. The owner maintains ownership of the item, and the finder may not keep it. And Rava Omar, Rava says, it is have a yish. And the Gemara explains, b'dover shish b'simin, in the case of an item which there is a distinguished mark, kula amalei pligi lo have a yish. Everybody agrees that a yish that is not shalei medas is not considered yish. And even though we hear that ultimately he despairs of recovering the item, it's not a yish. Why? Now, as when the item comes into the possession of the finder, it came to the possession of the finder, it came in a prohibited manner. And therefore, it's not yish. Because when the owner learns that it fell from his possession, he did not have the spirit of recovering. Meimar Amar. Meimar says, Simone is the
begadai.
Meimar Amar.
Simone is the begadai. I have a simon.
Yeah, he says, Simone is the begadai. I have a distinguishable mark on the item.
You have no
simon. You have no simon. So I will provide a distinguishable mark to the finder. I will take it. Now,
this is no less.
It's Rabbi Karp's class?
57
years ago. You hear that?
55 years ago.
Wow.
No, 10 years ago. 55 years ago.
Can I know how to? All right.
I just turned father 65.
Can I know how to? Mazel to mazel. Bezuda shayom.
Your father's older than me or younger?
I think he's a little older. A year older. Bezuda shayom. But now, with regard to an item swept away by the tide of the sea, or by the flooding of a river, even though the item has a distinguishable mark, the Tater permits the finder to keep it. Why? As we're going to say later on. Now, keep when do they disagree with regards to an item? Where there's no simon. Abaya says lo have a yush. Abaya holds. Yish lemidas is not yish. Why the hal la yada the nafal minay? Because he did not know that it fell from him. Therefore, he cannot be meyayish of it.
He doesn't say oivei. You know what yish is? He says oivei lechasarin kis. He's moaning. He's saying oivei means oy. I lost something important. I lost something.
Yeah. What's the lesson?
Vayelechasarin
kis. Rav Omer Rav says have a yish. Rav says it is. Rav says that yish lemidas is considered yish, the chiyada, the nafaminei, as when he discovers that it fell from him, miyayish, he will despair of its recovery. Emar Amar is going to say, simana lesti begavei, I have no distinguishable mark on the item, and mahashtahu de miyayish, and therefore it's considered from now when the item that he despairs. Now, the Gemara is going to proceed and cite a series of proofs for and against the opinions of Abaya and Rava, and here now we have a simanim of this whole thing is of Pamgash is all mnemonic of different, you can remember. Okay, now this. Toshma, come and hear proof from the Mishnah. Paidus mufuzadon. If a person found scattered paidus, so what does the Mishnah say? Scattered paidus belongs to him. So the Gemara asks, now, how can you say paidus mufuzadon belongs to him if he was unaware that it fell from him? So what do we see from here? The lechera yush shalei midas heavy yush. So Rava, so the lechera is a question on who? It's a question on. Or we want to bring a riot to the shita of Rava that holds. Rava holds yush shalei midas heavy yush, not like a baya. So the Gemara says no. Hocha b'mishnashanta to beidori askinan. Here we're dealing with kernels of wheat that remained in the gathering of the grain of the threshing floor. In other words, the owner knowingly left the kernels on the threshing floor because it was not worth his while to gather them. David midasi, that was a deliberate loss. And therefore, that's yush midas. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, the lechera that yush, let midas, have a yush.
Again, what do you do? You left the kernels.
We're talking
the season of...
Yeah, the time that they're gathering the tefuah in the threshing floors,
right.
So he consciously leaves it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not considered.
Well, they didn't work it yet.
Whatever. However it works, he doesn't care. Yeah, he doesn't care. What happened? You don't hear me? Yeah, better. Okay, thank you. Right here. Toshma, come in and bring a raya. Now the Gemara brings a raya to Rava. Toshma, mois mufuzarin. The Mishnah says that if a person found scattered coins, he does not know that the coins fell from him. So what do we see? Yush, let me das have a yush. So ha'osah namik d'ram rabbi Yitzchok. D'amar adam also the mashmish b'kisei b'chol shav v'shav. We're talking about a case.
You'll know very soon.
Here, it's not a case of Yush Lemidas. Why? Because, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, a person is prone to feel his money pouch constantly. A person is always going in his wallet or in his pocket to make sure that his money is there. Hachanami here too also. Adam, also the Mashmash Bikisi, because Shabbashah, a person is prone to feeling his money constantly. Therefore, it's reasonable to assume that shortly after the coins fell, the owner became aware. The owner did become aware of it. So if he became aware of it, and from that respect he doesn't care,
so
that's yish shemidas.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Gemara brings another thing. A raya to who? To Rav or Abaya? Good. Yeah, Toshma, okay. Come and bring a proof of the Mishnah. Igulit ve'leviki kodesh anach, and the Mishnah says, if one found round cakes of pressed figs, or baker's loaves, are ishalai, it belongs to him. Why do they belong to the one who finds them? The same question, the owner was unaware that they fell from him. So the chere yush lemidas, heavy yush. There too,
so he knows about it.
Since these items are heavy, he knows that they fell. And it's reasonable to assume that shortly after they fell, the owner became aware of the loss. Now, Toshma, another proof to Abaye, Tadav, I'm sorry. If one found strips of purple wool, how the Elushalai belongs to him, Vamai, the same question, he doesn't know that it fell from him. Since they are significant and valuable, the owner feels around for them to ensure that they are not lost, and therefore it's reasonable to assume that shortly after they fell, the owner became aware of the loss. So if he doesn't do anything, we say, he's not miyash. Okay, now another thing. Tashma, another ayat to Rava. Amitzim ois b'bati kinesiyes b'bati midrashes. If a person finds coins in a shul and in a study hall, v'chomakam sharab mitzvim sham. Any place where multitudes are found, there yishulay belongs to him. Why mishah by the misyashem mehen? Because we say the owners despair of the recovery. He doesn't know that it fell from him. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Adam also the mashmish because of shav v'shav. A person is prone to feel his money pouch constantly from him. Tashma, may mistake all the mutar and balekes. From where is it permitted for any person to collect a leket where the Torah designates exclusively for the poor? Mishyelchu b'han neshon meishes. It's permitted once the meishes have walked in the field. We ask what's the meishes? V'amri v'zal sabi da'az le'atigra. They are elderly people who walk leaning on a cane. They are the second wave of gleaners who pass through the field after the initial gleaners, collecting any stocks that remain. What about my wise? Is it permitted for any person to take these stocks? Granted, although there are poor people in another place who are unaware of the passing of the Nemushas and do not renounce ownership. So what do we see from here? Yush lemidas have a yush. So the Mara says, Amri kivin deika niyim hocha, since there are poor people here, hanach mikara yush miyosh, those people here in the area places the spear, the gleaning from the outset, and they say, the poor people who are there are gathering there.